any discussion on these. Brian is in contact. I understand some of these people were unaware that they were being nominated for this position. So Brian is going to reach out and contact them. We did get, it's been a while since we got these nominees, but we got them from various citizens and funneled up the funnel. And all of them have very deep backgrounds in this particular subject matter expert in the construction area, and there are some detailed requirements as far as being on this board. So a number of these folks, I don't think any of us know on a personal basis, which may be better for this community.
We all know some.
We all don't know all. Okay.
One in the room, that's it.
These nominees are draft picks.
I noted in Chapter 7, the provision says that each term shall be 4 years, and I didn't see any provision that allowed for a two-year term for staggering. Is there anywhere in which you can show me that the staggering is allowed except for this ordinance? This Chapter 7 clearly states 4 years for everybody.
I'm not used to getting that close to me. It's in Chapter 2.
It's in Chapter 2.
Where it forms boards. It says that the terms can be staggered.
Okay. So that overrides Chapter 7 that says 4.
Chapter 7 doesn't go against. It doesn't say it can't be.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right. Moving on. Alcohol License Review Board. Any discussion on this?
All right. Any kind of considerations for people being on this board, like the construction board? And,
I'm not going there. All right, moving on. Speed reduction results from feds. We have a report.
Can I go back, Mayor? Yes. Has everybody been notified, and does everybody know they're nominated on this board?
Yes, that's also in Brian's hands.
You'll be busy guy tonight, Brian.
Okay, speed reduction results from PEDS. Richard.
I printed it out.
It was quite extensive, the findings. With the temporary sign for the speed limit sign on North Peachtree Road across from Chestnut Elementary was quite telling. It was a successful demonstration, and it did show that there wasn't an amount of speeding on North Peachtree. They turned on the sign. The sign was activated in the sense that it was recording the speeds on North Peachtree, but it wasn't showing the speed. And a week later, they turned on the speed notification aspect, and there was a dramatic drop in the speeds on North Peachtree based on that sign being installed at that location.
The specific numbers, and John, I did print out your report off your blog before I came here, so I was somewhat prepared. In the second week, it cut the number of speeders by more than 40%. I believe it's, on average, reading the charts, about... with week one with the radar sign off, about 50% of the vehicles traveling all along the road in that direction were speeding. In the second week with it on, that cut it to about only about a third of the vehicles traveling along the road were speeding when they passed that sign. So it cut, it had a significant reduction in the amount of speeders. It also slowed the fastest driver on the road by nearly 10 miles per hour.
Okay. How many weeks before it got flattened?
It was actually, we did the, collected the last data on, it had the news conference on Thursday at lunch, and it was flattened that Friday night. And it was actually, because it was only a temporary installation, and basically the batteries had already died, it was scheduled to be removed that Monday morning anyway. So it was... They just did their No, it was supposed to be removed by my crews and the radar sign folks on Monday morning, but we had a little help.
In defense of the sign, it was a very temporary pole. It was not a permanent pole or a permanent sign in any matter.
Right. Or is John's mic hot? Can you hear it? I can't hear it over there. John, do a little test.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, we'll fix that. Why don't you mark that along with the Mr. Microphone that Richard's handling to fix that, and we'll...
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Thanks, go around. Just wanted to point that out. All right, the any other discussion?
Testing.
You're loud enough for me.
Yeah, No, that was the results. The raw results, as far as I was concerned, were very successful. And, you know, I think we need to get some more of these, but that's up for the next point on the agenda.
Excellent. All right, any other discussion on this?
Yeah, I think can we just bring up, we just put these up in a couple of other places. This, apparently, my mic is on. And when we put one up, the portable one over by Redfield.
Yeah, it's a different...
This was the permanent, the small version that's pole mounted. I think the other ones that have been up in the city at various places were the portable trailer mounted ones that the chief has with his department. Chief might have the data results on those, I don't.
Whether it's portable or whether it's permanent, it should still provide the same function. The common sense guy would say that. I just wondered, I know some of those results. I just wondered if everybody else on the console knows some of those results.
Yeah, I'll be, I'm working with Chief and gathering a couple of the different results of the test, and I'll be handing them out to council. So that's something we can put on an agenda to review if we want, but I'll forward them out, and we'll get them out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions on the TED sign? Thank you, Richard.
I guess I'll throw in one additional piece of information. The question that I had about the effectiveness of these signs was whether they're temporary or permanent, right? Whether when you first install the sign, people see it, it flashes at them, they slow down, and 6 months later after they've gone by it 100 times, or 6 years later after they've gone by it 500 times, that now it is just wallpaper and they ignore it. And it ceases to be effective. We did actually find a study in Washington State where they have monitored these signs for, I think it's 6 or 8 years.
8 years.
8 years, and they not only have continued to be effective, apparently they get more effective over time. That in year 5 and 6, you get better compliance than you had in years 1 and 2. So it apparently does do a good job long-term of changing drivers' driving habits. And that's just a prelude into what we'll talk about next.
And I think you dug that up. Yeah, thank you. That's a good study. Okay, so any other discussion on this? All right, we'll move on to discussion of funding to purchase radar signs. And I'll kick it off, and Warren, I'll ask you to step up as well. We have discussed this a little bit, and I threw out an idea. Mr. Anderson, I think, maybe not Mr. Anderson, one of our public speakers, Todd Lambert, had mentioned having no school funds part of the process. But something that I threw out was an idea for us to discuss would be a kind of a one-for-one program with the schools. There may be schools in our community that do not want these things. So I would hate for us to consider putting up if they're either not going to be effective, or maybe the traffic is just so thick around that particular school during school hours that it just doesn't make sense. But I think each school and PTA would know. So again, the item I threw out there for discussion purposes was, again, a program basically saying one for one. The PTA raises enough money for one, the city kicks in and buys another one. Kind of gets skin in the game for everybody. I know times are tight, but they're certainly tight on the city side, and I like skin in the game. As we said earlier on the budget, you can't have a tight budget and buy all the things that we all want. We've got a lot of needs. So I think this is something where plugging in our local schools, PTAs, parents, community, and helping make this thing happen may be a good idea. So with that, let me throw it to Warren, because Warren had some feedback just based on budget, and then we'll open it up amongst ourselves.
Thank you, Mayor. Is staff analysis showing that there's a potential for 14 signs, and they're about $4,000 a piece, so total cost of approximately $56,000. And I wouldn't also get hung up too much on exactly where the signs would be located, because as I understand it, they are movable. So that if we did want to put it at a different location later, you don't have to go buy a new sign to transfer one from one location to another. Two or three options that you have from a funding standpoint, one is that you do have a $500,000 line item for contingency within the budget, and the contingency from a philosophical standpoint is a fund where there are purchasing opportunities that come up during the course of the year that you did not consider at the time that you established the budget, and that gives you an opportunity to make those decisions as the year goes by. So that's one opportunity. And the second one is within the public works budget. There are some funds within the line items for signage and from on the operating side of that budget. So either of those would be something that we would be able to handle financially.
Richard, would you like to testify that this is correct?
No, what he said.
Right. That you have enough money in your budget, that's basically the point. Okay, thanks, Warren. All right, Danny.
I would like to see these signs go out for every school. DeKalb County has just indicated, I serve on the committee that's overseeing the Dunwoody Elementary School, the new school, and DeKalb County has just advised us that the crosswalk guards that they provided in the past will be provided only for the first week, and after that there'll be no crossing guards. If you've got kids in school, I would suggest that you need to get on an email this afternoon or this evening and get to Crawford Lewis and make sure that he understands that's unacceptable. But I think we need to do everything we can to slow people down around the school systems in particular. Most of our schools, with the exception of Vanderloo and maybe Kingsley to a lesser extent, are located on pretty busy streets, Womack, Vermont, North Peach Street, and Chandler Dunwoody Road. And I think we need to have these signs located at every one of the schools together with all the other things that we can do in crosswalks and crosswalk signs.
Okay, great. Let me ask the council, does anybody feel differently on the idea as it stands? Yes, right.
I guess I would suggest that we should buy one sign for every school, even if that school doesn't have the money to buy a second sign.
I agree. And just a question, the 14 signs, is that two per school?
Warren, I presume two per school. So
a little bit of it is discretion, but out of the 14 signs, we've got four that we generally are assigning to Austin, two that would be that would serve both Chestnut and Peachtree Middle School, one for Dunwoody High School, another one that would be for both Dunwoody High School and Dunwoody Elementary, four that would serve Kingsley, and then two for Vanderlyn that would also serve Dunwoody High School. So as I said, there's a little bit of creative licenses to when, you know, the location of the sign versus exactly what school you think it would benefit.
So scratch that idea out.
Buying one and letting them buy the other won't work, because they're obviously not doing them that way.
Well, I guess we could. Well, that's the optimum, I think. Correct, Warren? That's the optimum?
Yeah, this would cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we have to do here is to get with the school. And a question down there, Danny, for you, just going back one quick second. You said there wouldn't be any crossing guards. Is that throughout the cab, or is that just us?
Throughout the
cab. Okay. The other thing I think we need to do here is probably implement what I would call an education plan of teaching, you know, our children how to be careful around traffic and how to cross streets and those kind of things. I go by the schools all the time. I see kids cross everywhere they want. They dart out across the streets. And, you know, I grew up in a small town, and we walked a mile and three quarters each way to school on a gravel road where everybody flew by. And, you know, it's a
we all do, is stay well on the side of the road. Children today, you know, sometimes just wander out the street. And I think that I think we need a good education plan, not only this, but we have to have a total plan here. If you think all the signs and everything, we're going to keep our children safe, I think you're grossly incorrect. I think we have to teach our children how to operate in this environment that they live in also. Because without that, you can put up all the signs you want, all the crosswalks you want, everything else. And you're still going to have a problem out there. Just, you know, science and government is the panacea of all ills. So I think it's something we need to look at, is a broad spectrum of how we keep our children safe going down the streets.
Any other discussion on this purchase? John?
Let's see, where do I begin? The funds available for the PTAs are really for educational enhancement. They're not for capital improvements to our roads, to our signs, or to the responsibilities of the city. I'm adamantly opposed to the match aspect. I would hope that the city could find the funds to provide these devices, these services, to not only the school children, who will now be walking. Last year it was within 1 mile of the school. It was just pushed out to 1.5 miles. And now with the reduction in crossing guards, it's unfathomable to me that we would not be looking out for the best interest of our children. I think this is a very important issue. When you think of all the money that the police officers, that we're paying them to do the same exact thing that these unmanned signs do, I think it's an important program, and I am wholeheartedly believe that we should be funding all 14 of these signs from city funds.
Or do we know the cost? You mentioned $4,000. This would be bidded out. Is there a range? I mean, where's the $4,000 in the top, bottom, middle, Richard? You know?
With the company that we're using, the Radar Sign Company, the sign, basically the solar power permanent install, or on a more permanent pole installation, is running $3,700. We rounded up to $4,000 just for that purpose. We would probably have to do it with a bid to, you know, we couldn't sole source just like the radar signs because there are other vendors out there. But expectation is that if that's what they're selling them for, that's probably about what the market price is for them.
Okay, thanks. Any other discussion on that?
I guess for Warren, is there any way, I guess, in the funding mechanisms to use any traffic violation fines? Is it legal to apply some of those things to this?
Not really. The fine money is put directly into the general fund.
Yes, John.
One last thing. We also put quite a bit of money towards the new school, the capital improvements that we thought might be needed for the new school. We thought we were going to have possibly even a stoplight, which would be quite expensive. It's now been decided that a stoplight would not be installed at the new school, and I believe that there are funds available for these types of devices.
Any other discussion?
Does that cost including installation? Is that out the door?
I believe it would be installation because we could use, I believe that's, we're quoting that. That's where the $300 per sign is coming in, more is for the installation side of it. And we get, I know specifically with the company we use that they would assist for a lot with the, that's almost 3,700 installed because they do a lot with the installation itself.
Okay, thank you.
And just, is the cost of guards part of this discussion or is that out of order?
No, it's not part of that. Okay. One last question that hit me. Does our general insurance cover this pretty expensive item? Some idiot flattens another 4 or 5. How does that cover it?
Yeah, we've got $1,000 deductible, so we would make a claim on any for replacement. Yeah, we'd also probably try and use our municipal court to collect that money.
Okay. I'd recommend telephone poles in the future.
Concrete poles, please. Okay. All right, any other discussion on this. I think there's across the board a lot of support for this. It's just a matter of thinking out the funding mechanisms. And make no mistake, I don't think anybody is not suggesting that our kids are not important in their safety and anybody that walks the or bikes our street. All right, moving on. Discussion of pothole repair process and procedures.